That's the latest business news.
Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Time for Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you this morning?
I'm just fine, thanks.
Very interesting story being reported by the Associated Press about how some soldiers who have suffered facial injuries in Afghanistan due to car bombs and other explosive devices are being given, through incredibly painstaking work, they're being given new faces by the military.
That's right. This is an adaptation of various technologies and art as well in this, and a bit of ingenuity combined. These are people who have suffered horrendous injuries. In one case, they profiled a soldier with had a car bomb explode and fire rushed up his arm and onto his face and burned his ear, his face, and arm, and decided that after the initial repair was done, after they were stabilized, to have a prosthesis made to make his appearance more acceptable. His comment was, you know, your face, when it gets altered, changes who you are, especially as you present yourself in public. What they've been able to do is use various computer-assisted devices using an MRI to create three-dimensional structures that then can be constructed to match exactly what that patient's, in this case, replacing an ear or replacing a part of a skull. They had done, this lab at the Lackland Air Force Base had done a means of replacing one-third of a soldier's skull that had been damaged remotely. That is, they were able to send the actual piece to this, or at least the structure to this lab in Iraq where the U.S. forces were, and they were able to reconstruct the skull to match exactly the damage and replace it. In this case, what they tend to do too is they use a bit of various materials, and then they also do painstaking work to create a lifelike representation of the tissue. In this case, for the ear, they used tiny red and blue embroidery threads to create the visual effect of veins. Freckles are painted on the ear to match what his skin type was. The tops of the ears, depending on whether it's summer or winter, the tops of the ears were either made red or lighter exposure to mimic red or lighter skin color to mimic sun exposure. And the ears themselves are not sewn on or attached that way. There are tiny titanium implants in the area around the ear, so the ear actually has a magnet on it that holds it in place much better and much more securely than trying to either glue it on or hook it on the skin. And so the net effect is that the soldiers get they get something that looks quite real and makes it to themselves as well appear much more acceptable. This type of technology is not only being used for soldiers, but as you can imagine, the technology and the expertise gets taught to other people, and it gets to be applied to civilian and trauma victims that require this type of technology as well. So it's actually quite ingenious. It's certainly very helpful for the soldiers, and is not only just being used for aesthetics, but is being used as well for trauma and for damage that where you require a functional repair. In this case, he had the soldier's skull that was fractured and damaged. In other cases, it is parts of the body that have been lost because of severe trauma and burns. But nevertheless, it certainly is cutting-edge type of technology that is continually being improved, and unfortunately, in some ways, it's being improved because of the number of soldiers that are being hurt and the experience that is gained by helping treat these soldiers. But in the end, at least something good is coming out of this and helping the soldiers that have suffered these horrible injuries.
All right, Barry, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome, Mark.